25 to 30% of people have diabetes. So if people are elderly and hospitalized, there's just a significant risk that they're also going to have diabetes. Same with high blood pressure and heart disease. So you can look at a series of patients and describe what other diseases they have. But what we really need is more science to understand about those patients who don't have those diseases, how do they do? Or in patients with those diseases who aren't getting coronavirus, what is the prevalence in those as well?